You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano. We greet you here today. God bless you. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. We're tuning in to God's frequency here today, hence the name of this radio program, WGOD. If I owned a radio station, man, oh man, those are the call letters I'd love to call my station. WGOD instead of WMIE or WWBC. And it's a shame that only one station can have the call letters, and that's in the Virgin Islands, WGOD, because I love the idea and the fact that God's always broadcasting. Those of you that are like me and old enough to remember something called a dial on a radio, and you turn that dial, and if you've ever done any traveling or you're out in the middle of nowhere and you got static and you're turning that dial, and finally you tune in and you'd hear someone broadcasting. And if with God, he's always broadcasting. You just got to go to where he speaks. He's broadcasting his word. Focus on the word of God and you will hear the unadulterated truth of the word of God. And you'll hear a word from God, lots of words from God. We're going to do that here today, coming up in a minute. I invite you guys to church this weekend. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is bringing the word this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. I encourage and invite you guys to come by, attend this week. Pastor Darren's an excellent preacher. I'm looking forward to the word that he is going to deliver. We've been on along these lines here. We looked at the fullness of the Gentiles. Hope you guys like that sermon played the last couple days. I don't know what Pastor Darren's preaching, but I know it's going to line up with this. And then the following week, I think I'm going to preach on this where we're at here on the radio, because this has really piqued my interest of where we're at here today. That's why I named this sermon last time I preached it. It says the two witnesses, I've named it the State of the Union, because that's really is what this describes, doesn't it? State of the Union. I mentioned in the opening of this program on Monday, I encourage you, listen to this. Chapter 11 that started is on Monday. You can find the audio on our Facebook page, Island Community Church Facebook page, or on the on-demand of the radio station here. I presume you guys do have the app, right? WMIE and the WWBC app. It's a new app. Sounds great. It's got great sound. You can bring these stations with you. You can share these apps with your friends that live in other places. And there also is on demand on there. You can listen to Monday's program or any program from most of the local programmers here on the air on the on demand. So I made the comment in that opening that so many times in movies, you know, how it's, you know, they always, when someone dies, they always put a cover on them. And from Steve McQueen and Bullet, when he kills the bad guy, takes his own sport coat off and puts it over him, to Clint Eastwood does it even over bad guys. Now, here we see the opposite coming up with these guys, that at the death of two righteous guys, the world responds. It's funny, you know, the same way the world responded just a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago at the death of Charlie Kirk. Look at how this country has responded. Look at how many people from television personalities to news people to business owners. Look at how many people are rejoicing and how many people have lost their jobs and then some because they are responding the same way the world is going to respond at the death of two witnesses. And I look at what's happened here in this country through the prophetic mindset. This didn't happen this way 20 years ago on September 11th, but it's happening now, and that shows you just how fast this has happened. Daniel told us of the time at the end. He said, many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. There wasn't even a Facebook in 2001 that I can remember. So we're going through the book of Revelation, verse by verse. Chapter 11 is an interlude in between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. There's interludes here in this book. We saw one between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. I think that was chapter 7. Now there's another interlude between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. The last trumpet is going to come up after these two witnesses. So this is an interlude in between trumpets. Revelation chapter 11, let's take it from the top. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So we see here this first 3.5 years. Remember, this tribulation is neatly divided in half. There's 3 or 4 references to half of it, 3.5, 42 months right here, 1,260 days coming up in the next verse. And even Daniel gets into the action when he calls it a time, times, and half a time. And he says that the Gentiles will be given into his hand, or it says that he will wear out the saints of the Most High, we read in Daniel chapter 7. And Revelation 13, the Antichrist, and we'll get into that when we get, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Right now we're looking at these two mysterious guys that show up here in Jerusalem. The speaker speaking to John says that these Gentiles will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Jesus said in Luke 21:24, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So no one understand by this that the times of the Gentiles is coming to an end, first of all. Second of all, this is unrelated to Israel. The church did not replace Israel. God still has a plan for Israel, and that plan is going to resume. Well, you just heard my sermon, hopefully here yesterday on the radio. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until. Catch the word until in both of these texts. Romans chapter 11, verse 25, and Luke chapter 21, verse 24, the key word in both of these texts is the word until, meaning God's dealing with the Gentiles has an expiration date like a carton of milk does. And once that day is hit, that's it. It's all over for Mr. and Mrs. Gentile. It's all over. Luke chapter 13, Matthew chapter 25, we read the time is coming when the Lord is going to shut the door, and that's going to be, he's going to shut the door on the Gentiles because full means full. The NIV, it says partial hardening has happened to Israel until the full number, catch the word number there, the full number of the Gentiles has come in. There's a number known only to God, and once of non-Jewish people that are going to come into the fold, come into the kingdom. And once that number is hit, then on the authority of the word of God, the door is going to be shut And second of all, people are still going to want to get in, and they will not be able to get in because the door is going to shut unexpectedly. It's going to shut at a time that you think not, and it's not going to call last call. He's going to shut the door when the kingdom is full. And when that happens, I don't know. Jesus said he didn't know when he was here on earth. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the Son. He says, so keyword until Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And now he's telling you here when this is going to happen to the day. Leave out the outer court, which is outside the temple. Do not measure it. It's been given to the Gentiles. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. My understanding is that that will be the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. Gentiles will rule over Jerusalem for 3.5 years. The Lord Jesus, just verbatim, I just quoted to you what he said. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Verse 3, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, there's the other 3.5 right there. I think these two verses describe the whole 7 years. The times of the Gentiles is the first 3.5. And now this is the second 3.5 period. This ministry of the two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days. Now, a Hebrew calendar has 360 days to the year. Do the math. Get out your calculator. Siri, open up my calculator. What's 1,260 times 3.5? And Siri's going to answer to me, 42. It's 42 months. So the second half of this tribulation is devoted to Israel. Verse 4, these are, now he's telling you who this is. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. I made the comment in our last program here in the book of Revelation on Monday that he's referring you to Zechariah, the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. It's one of the last books in the Old Testament, right before Malachi. He's telling you who these guys are, and it refers you back to Zechariah chapter 4, where it says here, as you read this text, you'll see that even Zechariah didn't even know who they were. So he asked the angel, explaining to this, the angel who talked with me, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 5, the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So don't feel bad. People have been arguing for 2,000 years at the identity of the two witnesses, and the angel told him that these are the same guys that stood before Zechariah. Now, when we go back to Zechariah and read, he didn't even know who they were. He had asked, the angel even brought it to his attention that he didn't know. I mean, what a preposterous thing to ask him. He says, who are these guys? And he goes, what are you asking me for? I don't know. You tell me who they are. Funny how everyone today knows who they are. And the person who saw them 2,500 years ago, even he didn't know. But people on the television today do know. It's fun to speculate about, but no one knows who they are. At least not yet. But you will know them. You will know them. The time is coming when you will know them. When you see these guys, if you're still alive and still around during this time, when you see these two guys, these two witnesses in Jerusalem, and when you see, well, let's see what's going to come up next here at, let's pick it up here where we left off, Revelation chapter 11. Let's pick it up here in verse 5. Now, if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. This is what I was saying in our last program. These guys are supernatural. All of the characters, everyone who is fulfilling God's will at the end of the age. All of the, let's call them end times players, from the Antichrist. Remember, he ascends out of the bottomless pit. I put it to you, this Antichrist has already lived. It's the spirit of Antichrist, which the Apostle John says is already in the world. We've seen that infecting people throughout the years. All the Jew haters out here are infected with this spirit of Antichrist. All of the end times players. The false prophets got the power to give life to the image of the beast. All these end times players, it's either angels or these people that have been in God's green room, so to speak, waiting for the call. They're like the call from the bullpen, waiting for God to call them out. These guys as well, even though they can die, like we're going to see, they're supernatural. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. Verse 6, these have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Uh-oh. Houston, we got a problem. I assume they will use that power, right? So count the days. Open up your calendar app on your phone. Count the days. Could you imagine that? Here it is. This is Friday, September 19th, when I am recording this program here. 9 a.m. Friday, September the 19th. Could you imagine if these guys showed up here today in Jerusalem? These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now, I closed off Monday's program. I challenge you to go to the supermarket when there's a hurricane imminent and go and see how much water you find on the shelves. Now imagine 3.5 years. Let's see. September 19th. September 19th, 2026. September 19th, 2027. Are you thirsty yet? September 19th, 2028. There's 3 years. October, November, December, January, February, March. That would be March the 19th, year of our Lord, 2029, with no rain. Now, maybe you say, well, what's a Christian to do? Ah, you see, God says, to everyone who overcomes, I will give to them some of the hidden manna, which you know not of. You see, trust God when you're going through adversity, and he will always provide for you. Always. It's hidden manna. That is this angel's food, angel food cake, I call it. It's hidden. Same as he did for Elijah when he gave and provided water for him. He had a bird, give him porterhouse steak. God always takes care of his own. He did it before. He always protected Israel in the land of Goshen. He made a distinction between his people and everyone else. He'll do it again. To everyone who overcomes, I will give to them some of the hidden manna to eat, which you know not of. You see, trust God when you're going through trouble. Say no to the devil's alternate plan. Or in this case here, it's really the government. This is a one-world government here that's going to try to force you to take the government's issued mark in order to buy or sell. See, this is why I call the Antichrist the Zephyr Hills man. For those of you in Florida, we understand what Zephyr Hills water is. You see the trucks, like in a refrigerated Zephyr Hills truck. Can't you just see it now? It's got water beading on it because the truck is ice cold and refrigerated. Now, here comes this man. Here we are, March the 19th, year of our Lord, 2028, and here comes a man driving an air-conditioned Zephyr Hills truck with water beating on the doors. It's ice cold. Over here, you got the devil saying over here, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. It's March the 19th, 2028. There's no water. What's your plan? Let me encourage you, let Jesus be your plan. If you're alive then, or if your kids are, I don't know. No one knows. This I know. Trust God. We're going to read in here that there's no repentance from taking the government's mark in order to have a glass of water. Trust Jesus. He will see to it that you are provided for. He's promised to everyone who trusts him and says no to this last end times ruler. He has got something in store for you to provide for you. You know, when we read the book of Revelation, you see, this is why the Lord promises us a blessing if you read this book. Remember, he says, blessed is he who reads and hears and keeps the words of this prophecy. You see, because we know through reading this, when you believe God at his word. This Revelation 2:17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give him some of the hidden manna to eat. God will provide water for you. I don't need anyone else's water. You don't either. Trust God. The Lord Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water that I give him, or whoever drinks of this water from this well will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:13-14. So I say to you, keep your water, devil. I don't want any of your water. I'm trusting in God. He's going to provide. All I have to do is be a member of Overcomers Anonymous here. Be a member of, be an overcomer, like he says. Seven churches in the book of Revelation, he says the same thing to all seven, a promise to everyone who overcomes, to everyone who trusts him in the face of adversity. And when you're going through something here, again, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. So, 3.5 years, no water. Verse 7, now when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. All right. Again, Revelation's a book of symbols. When you understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. The beast in the book of Revelation is this Antichrist, and really the false prophet too. Dragon is Satan. The Lamb is the Son of God. This beast is the Antichrist. So when they finish their testimony, that's after 3.5 years, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. No, we know where this Antichrist comes from. From the bottomless pit. I put it to you, he's already lived. He's supernatural. He's already lived. He's already in God's green room here. He's waiting for the call. He comes up out of hell. John the Baptist came out of heaven. The Antichrist comes out of hell. Remember, John the Baptist, there was a man sent, Parathiu. There was a man sent from God, from alongside of God, is what this word para means. This guy comes out of hell. John the Baptist came out of heaven. Antichrist comes out of hell. They're both supernatural. They're both supernatural. Why should that surprise you? This is a supernatural book. Why should that surprise you? So when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their bodies to be put in graves. And those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. When that, I forget his name, the guy who killed Charlie Crist, when his parents asked him, they said, son, why did you do this? And he said, because he was evil and I had to put a stop to the evil. I had to end it. You see, woe to those that call evil good and good evil. Look at these, they rejoice because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. Here's a little bit more of that. Here, tormented them with what, maybe? Maybe with God loves them? With what? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Maybe a little tormenting like that? Or how about this tormenting? God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all that come to repentance. How about God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life? Or how about this tormenting statement? For God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, if you're tormented by that, friend, you've been deceived. We'll pick it up there in our next program. That'll be tomorrow, actually. We'll pick it up again with the world's response here to the death of these two guys in our next program. Thanks for joining us here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Sometimes I feel like God doesn't even know I exist. I mean, does he really see me?
Seems like a reasonable question. Billy Graham knew the answer was a resounding yes.
Whatever the problem is, he sees it and he knows, and he's interested and he's concerned about you. He sees something deeper, though. He sees that all of us are moral, spiritual, psychological, and physical cripples. The Bible describes us all as sick. Sick spiritually. And the root cause of all the world's problems is sin.
And there's only one cure for the disease of sin.
We need the touch of Christ upon our lives. Let Christ come and make you alive. Make you a new person. Give you a new life.
We'd love to share with you how you can do that. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
here. It's all too
God, clear. In a scripture that we hold in our hands, has given us a relatively perfect expression of His eternal will to establish all the necessary truth for spiritual life and duty. And that word, in the life of an individual, energized by the Spirit of God, brings about consummate sufficiency.